This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street. Or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Centre, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
Greetings, I am Barry. Now, 1st of May tomorrow. Let's have a little dance around the maypole, shall we? Now, also, it is a full moon. So Pam Gregory is going to tell us about it, and it's in Scorpio.
Now let's talk about the astrology, because coming up on in very early May, and we'll see the chart in a moment, we have the full moon at 11 degrees, 20 minutes of Scorpio. Now, 11 degrees, 20 minutes falls in your chart, because a full moon always represents a culmination, a completion, a closure. It's shining a bright light in that area, perhaps of something you weren't aware of in that area of life. So if we think of the sign of Scorpio, this is the most intense emotional sign in the zodiac. It's the sign most associated with secrets, deeply held, long repressed secrets. They're often sexual secrets, criminal secrets, big money, which is dishonest. This is the financial axis. The sun and moon are always opposite each other at a full moon. So the sun is in Taurus and the moon is in Scorpio. And that is the financial axis, Taurus-Scorpio. Taurus is about banking and wealth and currency, and Scorpio is about investments. So the energy is quite complex and turbulent. The other end, the sun in Taurus, brings us back to the simple, brings us back to a connection to nature, actually, in the natural rhythms and the beauty of nature. So very different signs in this full moon. So here we actually have a fixed grand cross. We have the moon, 1120 of Scorpio, the sun, 1120 of Taurus. They are both square to Varuna, a trans-Neptune object, TNO, and they are both square to Pluto. Now, whenever you get a fixed grand cross, there can be a lot of emotional digging in to whatever views you have, a sort of emotional position as well. And this is very much about power and control. This T-square, Moon, Pluto, Sun is very much, I mean, Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio, the modern ruler, and very much bring up issues around control, manipulation, power issues, power over. But it is also, of course, now in the sign of Aquarius, suggesting that the power is going to shift to the people. And I think we are really, really beginning to see this, because Aquarius is also the sign of freedom and truth. So however loud the 3D world is, and however controlling the top-down authorities appear to be, it's actually because they're in their dying phase. Louder and more hollow, as I've often said. So just observe that. Know that that is right on time to happen. And know that as more secrets come to light, secret Scorpio, full light, this full moon, we are going to step back from the level of control that we've tolerated and really use that Aquarius energy for freedom, for truth, humanitarianism, power to the people. So I see this as a pretty big shift at this full moon. Jupiter is in 165 degree aspect, this black line, this quindicile to Pluto, that also emphasizes issues around power. But the question is here, so it's power and urgency and obsession. But with Jupiter in Cancer, the sign where it's exalted, it's, is that actually working for my own highest good, my own sense of nurturing and self-care or not? Or is it a recognition that this is not working for my highest good? You know, these issues around power and control are going to be kind of writ large at this full moon. And recognize that self-care is so vital in how we create our new beginnings. Because here, Jupiter is square to Mars in its own sign of Aries, and it's a little bit wide to the squares to Neptune and Saturn. But nevertheless, these new beginnings, this initiation, this new era for humanity, that's very much Neptune-Saturn, has to include self-care and a really nurturing, wise self-care with a much greater understanding of our ancestral wisdom and ancient wisdom, all of that coming into play. We're bringing that back. We're remembering that as we go through this birth of new earth and we stand strong in our sovereignty and our sense of inner authority and power. No longer. Mars in Aries is super strong on sovereignty. I know who I am. I'm not giving away my power to external authority anymore. So, as I've talked at great length, as have other astrologers, the Neptune-Saturn conjunction really has marked the new era, is marking the major new era for humanity, because it occurred at zero of Aries. And because they are also, certainly Saturn is, conjunct Selassie, a dwarf planet Selassie, this seashell glyph here. Remember, she was wife of Neptune in myth. She's mermaid energy linked to the shimmering sunlight, moonlight on the sea. This new era for humanity, this new birth that we're going through, will also include, to a greater extent, our understanding of structured Saturn water, Selassie, and light. And structured water and light being a very important part of the birth of new earth to get our health and our internal frequency optimized to bring to broadcast out to the world. So how can we embody more light? Well, we can certainly do that through meditation, being in nature. But devices are now, or have already, I wasn't aware of this in the last update, but a couple of people have written to me and said there is certainly at least one device that optimizes light in the water, increases the amount of light in the water that we then drink to help the acceleration to the light body. Now, I don't, as you know, like to promote particular products on this channel. You can easily find that. If you do an internet search on light infused water devices, you will easily find that. And I think they're just in the US right now. But we'll have more broader geography in the months to come. So it's another very interesting manifestation of what we're seeing in the astrology as well. So secrets come to light, which they undoubtedly will, financial secrets, sexual secrets to a greater extent at this full moon. It is going to not only make people feel extremely intense about what is being divulged, what's being revealed, but it is stimulating more revolutionary energy. Because we have the moon in a quindicile to Eris. Can't see this very clearly, but a black line quindicile to Eris. This is the feisty warrior sister of Mars, who is the goddess of chaos and discord, but is very revolutionary. You know, she does not stay quiet. She demands truth, justice, and inclusivity for all. Every voice to be heard. We also have Eris still in a tight conjunction to Chiron and Mercury in between. And so I've talked in recent updates about how we are becoming aware of how we've played the victim in our lifetimes. Most of us, I think, almost all of us probably have played the victim. But this is now becoming more conscious and we are starting to voice it, Mercury. We're starting to talk about it. And any sense of victimhood is now being turned into our inner sense of power. That's Mars, Eris, Mercury, Chiron, all in Aries, plus, of course, Neptune, Saturn, this rebirth for humanity stepping into our power. We also have Uranus in a semi-square to Mars. Whenever you get a Mars-Uranus combination, particularly hard aspect, it is eruptive, it's rebellious, it's seismic. And also here we have Uranus now already in Gemini, which it did on the 26th of April, conjunct Sedna, so that's a within sign, very tight conjunction. This conjunction becomes exact at the end of May. And they are also square. It's going to become a much tighter square on the 12th of June, and we're building into that, which is all about another surge of awakening, truth for the collective. Big time. I think there'll be a big surge of energy in June. Equally, just to remind you, when Uranus moves into Gemini 25th or 26th of April, depending on your time zone, there is very likely to be a big surge of energy for the Earth and humanity. And that may take several forms. It could be seismic activity, earthquakes, volcanoes. It could be solar activity, coronal mass ejections, X-class flares, big M-class flares. It could take that expression. It could be humanity rising in a really big way. It can also be, remember, because Gemini is to do with our transport, our communication, our internet, as is Uranus. We can see disruptions, Uranus, to those things, disruptions to internet, or power grids, or and actually Mars semi-square Uranus is often cyber attacks or attacks on the power grid, that kind of thing. It can also be aviation disruption, travel disruption. I know there's been quite a lot of travel disruption already for many people. I'm hearing from many people locally about flights cancelled or sitting on a plane for 5 hours and then told the flight was cancelled. You know, lots of delays and disruption. They will become stronger, I believe, just in that last week of April and entering May. So be aware of that, because the energy is turbulent as Gaia goes through her own rebirth, and this is strong awakening energy. So, but with that comes much greater clarity around truth, particularly that's going to be strong at this full moon in Scorpio, our galactic connections as well. And just to sort of hover over that for a moment, by galactic connections, I'm really seeing that at this stage more individually in our dreams, in our meditations, having a sense of either visualizing galactic beings or telepathy with galactic beings or an actual conversation, something being shared with galactic beings. I'm not talking about a whole horde of kind of little green men arriving. If that happens, please use your discernment. we need to turn inwards, because in a way, this Saturn-Neptune conjunction is really talking about AI out there. What's true, what's not. It's very hard to tell what's true, what's not. Sometimes it looks so real. But if we turn inwards, we get clarity. And actually, Uranus in Gemini is part of that, because Uranus is always the piercing sword of clarity. We can see very clearly if we turn into our hearts and check in with our discernment. And so this is training for us. The AI and the what's true, what's not is training for us to have to go inwards rather than into our mind, into our heart now, to find out what's true, what's not. And I mentioned last time that Uranus in Gemini could start quite a surge of people not only speaking spontaneous light language, but galactic languages or ancient languages. And Eileen McCusick, who's a real expert in biofield tuning, she's done a lot of work on that, written books about, etc. She was with a group of friends and they all spontaneously started to speak this ancient language that was coherent between them. So she actually wrote to me because it was another beautiful example of what I was anticipating in the astrology. So new languages, different languages, ancient languages, galactic languages, light language. So much more crystalline energy coming in. And because we've got Uranus now conjunct Sedna more tightly within sign, this is a surge into our metamorphosis and our biological change. We are actually changing biologically. I've talked a lot about this over the last 18 months in a lot of detail about that. And we have the ignition point now, and particularly in late May when Uranus is exactly conjunct Sedna. This, therefore, Uranus in Gemini, remember it's going to stay here till 2033, is a very important ingredient for the new human as new biology, the rewiring of the brain. Uranus, Gemini, Uranus, electrical rewiring, Gemini is our consciousness. We are birthing a new species as this new human. We are birthing a new species as this new human. It's just the beginning of it. But we're becoming more crystalline. I just heard the wonderful Dr. John Ryan talking again in a recent interview about the 24th chromosome. He was a very senior medical practitioner. I believe he's actually a professor of medicine. Talking a lot of detail about this. I'll put that video below. Remember this series of quantum leaps we are going through, both in our consciousness and our biology, will only happen once to our knowledge. I mean, the whole series of things will happen, whole series of steps, but this has never happened in human evolution before, because this time we're doing it through our physicality, and our physicality, our bodies are actually changing. And it is not anticipated, according to the various people I'm in contact with, that this will happen to such a degree again. So know the times we are in. They are extraordinary, truly extraordinary. And you are here in this lifetime to witness it. So I know there's a whole ton of chaos and crazies and horror and awfulness going on out there. Please really send your compassion every day. Do that free 15-minute meditation, 7 p.m. UK time. Go onto the meditation page of my website. That will have the details. And there are two free 15-minute meditations there. Join someone else's meditation. You can just do the meditation on your own, but it's helpful to link this at the same time, because there's a magnification in the group energy. So continue to feel peace and calm and soothing energy and compassion, but observe at a distance this chaos at the same time, because if you feed it, you'll keep on re-energizing what you absolutely don't want to see any more of. So be aware of it, feel compassion, send peace, send calm, and then step back and focus on what you absolutely want to create more of. So late May is a biggie as Uranus becomes exactly square to this nodal axis, and that's on the 12th of June. We are going to have yet another collective sense of awakening, truth, and higher possibilities coming in for us. Another big energy surge coming in. The full moon is also square to trans-Newtonian object Varuna. Varuna is god of divine cosmic order. He resides in the celestial waters, and he's the symbol of cosmic law, creation, and protection. And in Leo, this is expressing a new kind of leadership. Square to the sun and moon, reverence for the sacred in nature. He punishes liars and those who don't honour sacred law. Very similar to Orcus. Remember dwarf planet Orcus, the Etruscan god mythology? And so here we have the birth of a new spiritual leadership, a loving leadership, because also Varuna is exact by degree. In fact, astonishingly, it's within 1 minute sextile to Venus. Venus love, Gemini choose. Always choose love in the birthing of this new spiritual leadership. Just beautiful. Also, Saturn, Neptune, that signaled together when they moved in late February onto Zero of Aries, they are signaling here in this whole pattern a new cosmic divine order that incorporates this higher level of light, Selassie, and unconditional love. And we also have here this ongoing finger of fate, finger of God between Sedna, Homer, and Neptune. 3 degrees, 3 degrees, 1 degree. And that runs all of this year. So this is very much about regeneration. And with Sedna, she is the dwarf planet of metamorphosis, par excellence. Now, I looked at the Sabian symbol for 12 of Scorpio, because you always have to round up to find the Sabian symbol. And there's a beautiful Sabian symbol from astrologer Judith Dehan, D-E, and then separate word Han, H-A-A-N. And this Sabian symbol at 12 of Scorpio is an embassy ball where power masquerades as civility. An embassy ball where power masquerades as civility. I mean, I almost laughed hollowly at that. And isn't that what we've got right now in our society? Isn't that exactly what we've got? But I think, you know, masquerades, we're seeing through the masquerade. Absolutely. So I'm going to stop sharing here. And I just want to talk. Uranus is going to stay in Gemini, as I say, until 2033. But I just want to sort of share a little more, because I'm going to be sharing more, as all astrologers are, month by month, as we sense more expressions of it. I certainly think it's going to bring in more alternative ways of living, because Gemini rules your day-to-day life, and Uranus is trine to Pluto by sign now, and Pluto's in Aquarius, which is all about the alternative, networks, coming together in communities. And it's also Uranus in Gemini seeing through a new lens. This is new thinking. This is new perspective. It's like a kind of mucky windscreen, and all of a sudden you've been able to clear it. And wow, you know, all of those things, those beautiful trees, the birds, nature, all of it was out there. You just couldn't see it before. So all of these things are within us that we are uncovering. We're remembering, we are uncovering. So it's a much bigger, more vast perspective. The mind is operating on more than one level. Gemini, it's multi-dimensional. And I think we are also going to start to experience other realities. And I think this is going to start to happen quite quickly. It's already happening for a lot of people. I'm aware of it via social media. So experiences of multidimensionality, experiences of other realities. You might see your future self or get a clearer view of a past life. You know, time is going to start to warp as well. It's going to be less rigid, linear time. Things are going to happen quickly, this rewiring of our brains. And this is very divergent energy because Gemini is mutable air. So it's like a light splitting through a prism, or, you know, the image I've quoted, which is the dandelion, and you blow the dandelion and the spores go in all directions. That's the kind of divergent energy that Gemini has. But at the same time, what this full moon in Scorpio is teaching us, Scorpio is the planet with the clearest, most laser beam focus. So in contrast to the divergent energy, Scorpio, this full moon Scorpio, is giving us convergent energy, focus, concentration. And I really, really would suggest that we are very aware of using our focus and attention as navigating tools as we move through our lives. Think of them as the prow of a boat. If you've ever been sailing or on a boat, or as the prow of a boat, and you always have the prow of the boat in the direction that you want to head towards. That's your focus and attention. They are helping you create your future because you're being so incredibly focused and clear on the direction you want to go in. And the more you can live like that, yes, we're aware of, you know, there's an awful lot of chaos, collapse, crumbling, cracking going on in that 3D world, which is right on time, remember. It's not a surprise. I've been talking about this in the astrology for the last couple of years. But focus on creation now. It really helps if you're in a group of like-minded people and you're all focusing on the same thing. I mean, that's why the meditation is helpful, because we're all coming together, thousands of us across the world, with the same intention of helping to build a more loving world. And that there are a huge number, and we know that the numbers magnify the energy. But even, you know, last week I spent a very, very full, intense week with a beautiful group of people on my first week of shamanic training in France. And it was just absolutely fabulous to be with like-minded people who were all open-hearted. We all trusted each other completely. We shared, we cried, we laughed. And it was a real embryonic expression of New Earth. We're all taking our light back from that week to our local communities. It was another little pod, an embryo for New Earth. And these are all over the world, whether they're communities, whether they're spiritual training of some kind, whether they're meditation groups. These little pods or nodes are all adding to the web of light. This is what it would feel like to live in New Earth all the time. And it was extraordinary. Very loving and tremendous fun, I have to say as well. We laughed a lot. So Scorpio gives you the one-pointedness, because there's so much to distract us out there in the craziness. Please remember, bring yourself back to one-pointedness. And if you meditate, that will really help you. Or if you just focus on keeping one point of focus, whether it's a vision that you want to manifest in your future, keep that sense of one-pointedness. Martial arts experts have this. Yoga teaches you this. Meditation, for sure. So although with more AI, we'll have a what's true, what's not. It will be very blurry. As soon as we turn inwards, we get clarity. And the more you practice that, the easier it will get to instantly, because Uranus is instant for you. But also, this is going to speed up. Uranus in Gemini is going to be fast. Air energy is quick. We have a lot of Aries energy still. So Gemini is fast. Aquarius is fast. All the planets in Aries are fast. It's going to be really speedy. Sun in Taurus at this full moon reminds us to slow down. The big inner slow down. Please remember, as things, you know, there are going to be new ideas and innovations. It's going to be incredibly exciting. There's also going to be a lot of distraction and drama continuing. Be in nature, bare feet on the grass, ground, meditate, candle gaze, whatever works for you. Bring yourself back to peace, because what we feel on the inside, we automatically broadcast to the collective, and that becomes the energetic template for new earth that we are creating in every moment now. And the other thing I want to say, really, in these immense times of transformation and change, because I have a sense, really, that despite how it looks and the intractable chaos and, you know, the war, is it on, is it off, is it ended, is it, you know, it's just zigzags and exhausting. But I do have a sense, because the energy is changing so quickly, that once the old starts to crumble really rapidly, which it will this year, boy, the new will come up so fast and will very quickly start to see things in a very different light. We'll start to see a lot more green shoots of new earth, a lot more community living, a lot more sharing in networks and neighborhoods. And that will give us the confidence to really add momentum to the creation of new earth. So really feed those aspects of society when you see them. Really feed them, milk them. It's happening all over the world. It just isn't loud. And it will never be loud. It will always be peaceful. But I really would like to say to you, because this is such a unique lifetime, plan to be proud. Plan to be proud. And we're not talking 10 years or even 5 years. You know, even by the end of this year, even into next year, we will be living in a very different reality. And you really want to be able to pat yourself on the back and feel proud that you stood tall, you stood in your sovereignty, you stood in your love, you stood in your heart, and you absolutely beamed love out to the world, to your brothers and sisters all across the world. And you can feel really proud of that effort. And it's almost a question for most of your day, keeping your spiritual blinkers on. You know, at various times in the day, we come together in compassion to send peace and calm to these troubled areas and people, you know, go through absolute horrors in wars. But then come back with your spiritual blinkers and create, because the more that becomes your default, the more energetically we are going to feed new earth and our own biological inner change. Plan to be proud. God bless. I hope that's helped you. Bye for now, and be back very soon with some different videos too. God bless. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
We shall all.
truth will make us free. Truth will make us free. Truth will make us free. Truth will make us free.
Joan Baez with lyrics and expressions and sympathies from 1963. And still nothing's changed, has it? Never mind. So now Lee Harris and his team, the Zeds, as he calls them, they're talking about the world is entering a massive transformation.
They said heart energy is going to be one of the most important things on the planet in the coming decades, meaning it will be who is using their heart intelligence, not their mental or egoic intelligence, in isolation from their heart. So the way I can look at that is,
okay, I'm gonna ask you a big general question, and it's the kind of thing I think you could talk about for many, many hours, but you can just give me the pith response. How do you see, from all the work you've done with disease, this time we're in as a human species? This is my big general. Oh my God. This time we're recording this conversation, end of 2025.
Things that groups of us have known about or been privy to or heard about for the last 30, 40, 50 years are now happening right in front of our faces. So to me, this is kind of a crunch time, meaning this is it. Like, this is the moment where things start to transform. I'm often, you know, it's weird. I just got that image of the movie Titanic, where at the end, you know, the boat kind of snaps in half and everything goes the other way. I feel like that's where we're at right now. I feel that we've gone through this period over about the last 10, 13 years, like 2012 onwards, we've started to see what we knew as the 3D world transform. And I feel like we're right now at the beginning of the next massive transformation. I think we're going to see transformation in the next 10, 20 years that could match what our parents' generation saw in their whole lifetime.
And if a listener says, well, my intent is to align as much as possible with benevolent impacts, how do I do that, Lee, from your perspective?
Work on love. So Identify what love feels like to you in your body. For some people, love feels like purpose. For some people, love feels warm and fuzzy and giving things to people. And for some people, it's different for everyone. But aligning with purposeful either work, or perhaps it's not your career, but it's work that you do as service or with your community, that kind of makes your heart light up. Because usually your heart will be lighting up because you're lighting up other hearts at the same time. And you're in resonance with hearts you're lighting. And equally in your personal life, look for love and look to keep moving toward love and away from judgment, division, which for all of us requires and involves shedding behaviors that we all used to see as normal based on our conditioning that we then outgrow and go, oh, wow, that's a bit judgmental. I had no idea, but I was trained into it. Now I know what my heart feels like. I can recognize when I say that thing about this person, ooh, that didn't feel good. Because I've opened my heart to love enough that I recognize there isn't enough love in that sentence I just said. Oh, time for me to stop saying what I learned from my family or the business place I've been in for 10 years. Who do I want to be? And I would say love and heart energy. The Z's have said heart energy is going to be one of the main currencies on the earth in the coming decades. So heart energy to me always makes me think, yeah, what? Where do we feel love? Where do we feel we have given love, received love? Where do we feel love inside us for what we are doing, what we are living? Can we keep going in that direction as much as possible on any given day?
What do you mean by currencies, one of the main currencies?
Yeah, good question. They said heart energy is going to be one of the most important things on the planet in the coming decades, meaning it will be who is using their heart intelligence, not their mental or egoic intelligence, in isolation from their heart. So the way I can look at that is the good of the all being considered? Is what it is that you want to do, does it have a positive ripple effect in the world? Or is it something you want to do to feed yourself, just you and your family, just your ego, whatever need you have to be seen a certain way? These are all fairly old paradigm identities that are fading out. Overall, they're fading out. There will still be some people who will embody them a lot. And then there will be others who have no interest in that kind of story of being on earth anymore. And they will move more to a heart space, which is my heart feeling like we are good? Is my heart feeling like my world is good? I'm trying to think, how can I explain it less abstractly for someone who doesn't really understand what I'm talking about? It is as simple as, and yet this is challenging to be vigilant about if you aren't a growth-oriented or minded person. It is as simple as asking yourself, how did I feel today on a scale of 1 to 10 overall throughout my day? I give myself a 2. I was really stressed this morning. Then I was agitated at lunchtime. Then there was too much work in the afternoon. And then my sister really annoyed me when she phoned me at 6. Yeah, today wasn't a good day. This was a 2 out of 10. Okay, how tomorrow do I make it a 6 out of 10? Well, I have to identify what the stresses were. So you can say, angels, please let me have a better day tomorrow. And that's one way of creating a different energy in your life. But you'll also have to go, oh, yeah, my sister, I probably shouldn't take her call tomorrow if she calls me again. Or I need to have a clear conversation with her about, we need to learn to communicate differently because this isn't working for me. The work I'm doing is sapping my soul. I might need to think that over the next 6 to 12 months, I need to take action around that. So I think uncovering the heart actually takes work. It's not just, oh, good, I felt really good for 10 minutes. I found my heart. I think it's also identifying where and when we get further away from our heart. So I know for me, it would be overwhelm or stress. So then I'll look at, okay, I need to calm the schedule down. I spoke to too many people today. How am I going to change that tomorrow? So it's always kind of fine tuning through your own evolution process.
You know, it's interesting to me, this notion on liberating, I would say, our heart energy to flow in an unobstructed way. That's the way I'll put it from my own experience. And it's interesting. I feel like I'm right on time in a certain way, which I'm grateful for. I don't say that arrogantly. I hope it doesn't sound that way. It's more like I've been suffering and this is apparent that this is the next evolutionary phase that wants to happen, which is to find in my own inner awareness pockets of heart energy that are occluded, like somehow little areas that are like, no, we're not going to be part of the big heart opening agenda, Tammy. No way. It's going to hurt too much. Bye-bye. 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 No. And they're like hiding out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I wonder what you might say to that for other people who are on this work on love project. They get it. That's what this time's about. But have pockets of like, it hurt too much.
It's, by the way, that's normal. And I think it's so interesting because, Tammy, it's brilliant talking to you, firstly, because of what you've done for so long in the field. You know, you've been doing this for 30 years and you've built an organization that serves consciousness. You know, I've been a student of self-growth and spirituality consciously since I was 16 and I'm 49 now, and I've been working in it for 21 years. I resonate with what you just said because I think back to what I thought about spirituality and self-growth 25, 30 years ago, and it seems so basic now, but it's where not only I was, it's where the world was. And I think we've all changed. And so I think if you are a student of self-growth and spirituality for a long time, there can be this sometimes illusionary idea that, oh, well, I'm just going to be enlightened for the last 30 years of my life and everything's going to be peaceful and easy. And actually, if you are here as an energy mover or as an energy worker or a light worker or a grid worker, whatever label you do or don't identify with, the path is usually one of constant change and transformation. Because if you're here to be here for the ride of transformation on Earth, lo and behold, you're going to have to be a few steps ahead of it.
The voice within, your connection between this world and the next. Thank you.
That was a track called A Flowers Open by Bjornmeyer. Now, I thought we might just go back and look at Patricia Coda Robles. It was last year that she talked about connection with your I Am presence.
And the beings of light have said that not only has there been an incredible healing process taking place within the elemental kingdom, bringing some calm and respite to all of the elemental beings that have been so abused by humanity and our lack of awareness. They said this purging has cleared the way for us to more tangibly be able to communicate on a conscious level with our I Am presence. So the activity of light today is going to enhance that part of this healing process so that humanity in mass will be able to more tangibly hear the inner knowing and the communication from their I Am presence that is guiding them forward on their life path and the next phase of their ascension process, preparing all of us for the tremendous shift that we are being called to co-create that will take place in the second half of this decade, beginning in 2025. If you have the heart called to participate and to assist with this facet of the unfolding divine plan, please go within and follow us through this activity of light with the full power of your attention and your divine intentions. On December 12th, 2024, we will enter the 1212 portal of light, which will give us another opportunity to take our 40-day purging process to the next level. During this purging process, we have co-created new levels of collaboration between humanity and the company of heaven that have lifted all life into higher frequencies of vibration that have expanded our divine potential. This is allowing each of us to communicate with our I Am presence in much more obvious ways. Through the myriad shifts that have taken place since the birth of this decade, 2020 to 2030, the Earth is now abiding in the new celestial and cosmic coordinates of our grand central sun. Mother Earth's new position in the universe is allowing humanity and the elemental kingdom to receive higher transfiguring solar light codes through the portals of the suns in Earth's lineage. Due to this intensification of divine light now pulsating within all life on Earth, our I Am presence is able to integrate further into the core of purity in the cellular structures of our earthly bodies. This is allowing our I Am presence to communicate with us through our intuitive inner knowing far more tangibly. Today, the company of heaven is revealing that through the success of the intensified purging process, awakening humanity has been co-creating since November 11th, 11/11. The way has been cleared for all of us to hear the inner guidance of our I Am presence and to comprehend in new ways the profound truth of what it means to be a beloved son or daughter of God. In this eternal moment of now, the company of heaven has given us an activity of light that will enhance our ability to consciously communicate with our I Am presence. If you have the heart called to do so, please join with me and lightworkers around the world who have selflessly volunteered to be the hands of God on earth to assist our beloved sisters and brothers who are striving to awaken and to hear the inner guidance of their I Am presence. And we begin. I am expanding the matrix for communicating with my I Am presence. I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. What I invoke for myself this sacred and holy day, I invoke on behalf of every person in perfect alignment with each one's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. On the holy breath, all of humanity's I Am presences now merge into one luminous being of light that is cradling Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her within the divinity of our unified heart flames. I take another deep conscious breath, and instantly I realize that humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth are all breathing in unison with me. We are one conscious holy breath. As I breathe in and out deeply, the integration of my I Am presence is being amplified within me. Every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules in my bodies are joyously receiving and assimilating this new, multidimensional and multifaceted divine light from my I Am presence. As I assimilate this gift of divine light, I begin to comprehend a new level of truth about me. I am powerful beyond my knowing, and I have everything I need to accomplish my divine mission, which is pulsating within my heart flame. I came to contribute to the ascension of this sweet earth. I came to love humanity and all life free. And I clearly know that my time is now. I am part of God, and the divine potential of my Father, Mother, God abides in me. In the heart and mind of God, every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. With a new level of understanding, I now accept that all that I am called to do is necessary, and I will respond with enthusiasm and happiness. I am always embraced in my Father, Mother, God's love. Never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time. I am so thankful to be where I am right now, serving all life who come my way with love, compassion, cosmic forgiveness, and joy. Now, with the amplified integration of my I Am presence, I am able to hear my intuitive inner guidance and to communicate with my I Am presence in new ways. I realize that with the divine intervention of my I Am presence, I clearly have the ability to liberate my Father, Mother, God's light in every physical and chemical interaction within my earthly bodies. This light is now healing and recalibrating all of the energy bonds within atoms and between atoms to the vibrational frequency of God's infinite physical perfection. My Father, Mother, God's eternal light pulsates with a divine wisdom that contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. All of the energy bonds within the atomic realm are now being accelerated in vibration toward the frequency of New Earth's fifth dimensional crystalline solar light. Through the luminous being of light formed by humanity's unified I Am presences, every person on Earth is now receiving and assimilating the divine wisdom and sacred knowledge encoded within their individual I Am presence and their activated 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar strands of DNA. As this occurs, every person's I Am presence liberates the heart-based patterns encoded within the divine wisdom and sacred knowledge in our fifth dimensional DNA. As these heart-based patterns flow into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, they penetrate into every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein. These interactions include the relationships of all people, all organizations, all races, all religions, and all nations. All of these interactions are now being liberated into the harmony of a higher order of being, thus greatly expanding the influence of humanity's I Am presences on Earth. Now, through my fully integrated I Am presence and my fifth dimensional DNA, I am able to clearly receive the divine promptings, ideas, and concepts from my Father, Mother, God. I now know through all levels of consciousness that I am a living, light-filled temple of invincible perfection, expressing my true state of enlightened consciousness with every thought, feeling, word, and action I express. I am a being of light, now reflecting God's comprehensive divine love, oneness, unity, reverence for all life, vibrant health, infinite abundance, eternal peace, illumined truth, and abounding joy. I am here and now, my I Am presence tangibly manifesting on earth. As this profound truth resonates in my heart and mind, my physical reality is being transfigured into the love-based patterns of perfection associated with the fifth dimensional crystalline solar new earth. And so it is, beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. I now gently return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my earthly bodies as I breathe in and out slowly and deeply. With eternal peace and infinite gratitude, I allow the amplified divine energies from my I Am presence to be fully assimilated at a cellular level. And I revel in the bliss of this moment. Dear one, allow this sacred knowledge to be secured through all levels of your multidimensional consciousness as you bask in the light of the fully opened December 12th, 1212 portal. God bless you.
Now, Lee Harris was on a program called Inspired Evolution, and he was talking about time warping, higher consciousness, and manifestation.
Our relationship with time should be warped. The Z's have talked about that. They've said that our relationship with time should be more confusing to us because we're unhooking from the not only the old construct of linear time,
right,
but the old speed. So there was a way that we understood time that has been blown out the water. So we should be a bit confused about time. That's what they have said over the last few months in various channels. Yeah, they were talking about that in the portal, my members community, last month.
That's really fascinating. So the nature of time is expected to be shifting. Do you think this is part of that, where we're headed to 2030 as well?
Well, I can't speak for everyone as to where they will be in 2030, but what I can say is that the more your own consciousness shifts upwards, the more time makes less sense and holds less interest to you. Not because you don't care about time, but because time becomes more simultaneous, meaning past, present, future can all be very viscerally found in the moment. And that's an experience that I know I have, I know many have had, and it's something the Z's have talked about. As you become a higher consciousness human, the illusion of linear time and also your understanding of what time is changes. Because you start to have a very different perspective on things that have happened to you, things that are happening to you, and things that are coming. You also get more futurist, meaning you get to tap into the future more. You get to understand that you're creating the future. You get to influence the future in a more direct way. It's also why manifesting works. So people say, oh, I'm manifesting things a lot now. And it's like, yeah, that's not necessarily a superpower you've tapped into. It's a level of vibration that you've tapped into, which means you have a thought, you want to connect with the thing that you want to bring in. Okay, the universe goes, oh, sure, let's just slide that across to them. It's no longer, okay, well, we'll hold this for you if you can dig yourself out of that hole and climb up this ladder and go to 3 workshops and tell your friends, yeah, I'm getting over my abundance issues. And then 1 year later, we will bestow you the abundance gift. Doesn't happen like that. Or the universe now goes, what was that you said? You're over your abundance issues. Oh, okay, sure. Oh, what floor are they on? Yeah, they're on the same floor. Okay, fine. Just send it across. What floor are they on? They're 6 floors down. Let's wait. Let's give it to them in 3 months. Let's wait till they come up a few floors. So there is a speed around manifestation and synchronicity that starts to become normal because you are now living from a higher consciousness. And again, I hear people going, oh, it's living from a higher consciousness. You no longer believe that you are what you were told you were, what you thought you were, and what mainstream consciousness wants to tell you you are. And mainstream consciousness meaning, you know, maybe this is very different if you're younger. I mean, I'm late 40s now, you're 30s, but I think a lot of us were told you get a job, you get married, you have kids, you go on holiday once a year, you get to retire at this point, and then you can drive in a van and go on, you know, this that's life, really? Oh, because life is not that. Life is way more than that. So, but many of us were not invited to know that, see that, or tap into that, which is why people who are tuning in on this show, like you and I, Amrit, were going looking for this kind of, we were like, we know there's something else. This is the something else that we were looking for. And now many of us who were the seekers of something else are now handing the baton to the next seekers. So we're becoming part of that bridge, you know, that lineage, that line. And that's how we hand it on. And that's how the consciousness slowly raises.
It's really inspiring to watch it happening. And I mean, I don't want to sound like this, but obviously my world is changing because, touch wood, thanks to everybody tuning into this podcast. I mean, we continue to grow and I get to be graced in conversations with yourself, with Pam Gregory, Richard Rudd, but then also just those 3 examples that I just drifted into this. It's really interesting to interview each of you individually. Yeah. But then there's this whole thing in the back of my awareness. Last time I was interviewing you, you were on your way to go see Pam. And then I tuned into, I did a conversation with Richard right after he'd been in a conversation with, and it's just really interesting kind of watching. I know how this is going to sound, and surely there's a better way of putting it, but there's I can't believe I'm going to use this terminology, but okay. There's a grid of light workers. There is everybody is working together, and there seems to be way more pings across nodes happening now more than ever before. It might just be my worldview, but even the people that are tuning into this podcast, the synchronicities to your point that they're seeing and witnessing in real time, it's like some people are finding themselves quite discombobulated. I was just sitting here having a conversation. Why did that song just come onto the radio? Someone riddle me this. It's happening for every, and it's a bit warpy. I wanted to ask about the warp a little bit because you said people are going to become a bit more futurist, and that's natural with the time warp thing. And I think there's a worthy conversation here if we can have it about, because for some people it's like, oh, but then your future projecting and your future casting, and you've displaced yourself from being in the present moment, which surely this is where you're most resourced and most spiritually awake, right? So there seems for some people to be a rift between futurist and presence.
And this and this goes back to, so for example, there are certain schools of spirituality maybe there's a guru at the top of them, maybe there's a teacher, I'm not sure, where they will say, this is how you ascend and this is how you're supposed to behave and you're supposed to live in the present. And all the people who agree with that will go, oh, wow, perfect. I'm going to go and come and be in your ashram for... And those of us who maybe don't agree with that will go, oh, there's some things you're saying I like, but that doesn't feel like my entire truth, so I can't put my whole self into your ashram, or I'll let the others do that. I'm different. I'm a different kind of seeker. I'm going over here. So, yeah, there are schools of belief around past, present, future that may or may not be true for you. For me, I'm a weird case, I guess, because I am a futurist, meaning I get future information all the time. I get future information about my personal life. I get future information about the work I do for the world and for participants. But this is very important, I'm very respectful of not trying to force something to happen. So when I get shown something in the future, I know enough about my own ego or reactions now to catch if I start to try and plan it or organize it. And usually what will happen is if I start to try and organize it, I will feel in my body, no, this isn't good. Or sometimes I'll get this future vision.
Sorry, I heard you say there's too much Lee involved. Sorry, I didn't want to sound like that. But yeah, no, this is too much. Sorry, I've interrupted. Please continue.
So, it's okay. It's a weird thing. To me, the past, the present, the future, I'm not scared of any of them. I don't think the present is the only place to be because there's only the present there. I think the present is the only place to be because you can find the past and the future in the present. Mm-hmm. I can sit in the present and I can feel a future timeline. I can go into past memory, or I can just be sat here in the present. I don't have a personal desire to shut myself off from the past or the future because to me they are simultaneous. Now, it's really important to be present in lots of situations. So you don't want to be thinking about your past or future tripping. Future tripping is a phrase that my ex used to use, which I thought was a brilliant way of putting it. Like, you're kind of getting lost in a future instead of being present to what is, which is also a form of escapism. So there are many different ways we behave, and I think it's our behavior that is the problem, not necessarily, you know, what we're... I think it's how we're approaching the future. And I think you have to... What I have found is that working energetically, both with other people and in my own life, you learn respect. You kind of get taught to respect it, whether you get humbled into it, whether you have good teachers, mentors, guides who instill that in you.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Center, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
So what's happening at Infinity Spiritual Center? Well, as we move into May, it's all happening in May. We've got on this Saturday, the 2nd of May, Stacey's starting her beginner's tarot course. So if you want to learn about tarot, you can book up with Stacey. Next week, my introduction to spirit next Wednesday is talking about channeling. So that'll be the subject of that. And then special Mother's Day on the 9th, we've got specials going on, raffles and all sorts of cheap readings and all sorts of things. So that's Saturday the 9th. All this information is on www.infinityspiritualcentre.co.nz, and you can go there and see all the events that are happening and when, and you can book up and pay for everything. Do it all online. Seems to be the rage all these days.
I am Barry. It's been the Voice Within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.